Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Hey, a lot of people are asking me about this product, and we're starting to get testimonials. Actually, we've been getting some testimonials for a while, but that's picking up. But we've got right here the C60 Evo, and people said, "Well, Dave, tell me more about it, and what's the history of this, and how did it develop, and so forth and so on." Well, we're going to answer those questions for you today. And we got to, first of all, I'll just tell you this. When you're talking about natural health care, you can't make the claims that you know are valid because the FDA protects big pharma and they don't want any competition. So they try to silence people from telling the truth about their products. But this does amazing, amazing things. And from our discussion today, I think you'll be able to ascertain how amazing this product is. But also, you're going to get a history today. You're going to find out this is really solid science. This isn't two witch doctors in a back room making up a brew and saying, "Hey, this will fix everything you have." This is serious science. Our guests to talk about this today are Patty Greer and Chris Burris. boy, this is the good part of my job because we actually get to help people. And I really appreciate this and you guys coming on. I believe in your product. In fact, you know what? It's been about 8 hours. I had a 4 a.m. wake up this morning. Oh, you guys are going to join me, okay? It's happy
You're not
hour for
going without
C60.
me.
Any excuse to hit the bottle, as long as it's Evo, I'm in. Cheers.
Cheers.
And I'll tell you, by the end of this, I'm going to do a couple of sled pushes today and shoot some baskets out in my driveway, and this will give me the energy to do that. Yeah, because this is part of my regimen, people. I played competitive basketball in the off season with my college basketball players into my mid to late 40s, and I maintained my athleticism for a long time, and then the joints and all the other stuff started to happen. Okay, well, I've been on the rehab tour after I let myself go, and I'm pretty well back. I got a little ways to go, and this is one of my regimens. So let's talk about the product, guys. Welcome to the show, and let's tell my audience why they should seriously consider getting involved with this product.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, I'll start. I've got this presentation. Hopefully you guys can see this. What we're talking about is this ESS60 molecule, and there's actually a book called The Most Beautiful Molecule that's written about this particular molecule. It was discovered in 1985 at Rice University. That's actually where our lab is based. And the three scientists who discovered the molecule went on to win the Nobel Prize for that discovery. That's Dr. Smalley, Dr. Croteau and Dr. Curl. Actually, I got that reversed. That's Curl and Croteau. They went on to win the Nobel Prize in 1996. Our lab actually started manufacturing it in 1991, a full 5 years before they were awarded the Nobel Prize. So pretty fantastic. We're the oldest and longest manufacturers and distributors of this molecule on the planet. We're kind of the OGs. Now, the thing that when it was originally discovered, and the reason they won the Nobel Prize is because this molecule is amazing. It performs as well or better than the current best material in almost every application. It makes better inks, better batteries, better tires, better photocells. And that often makes people nervous. You're like, I just saw you guys do a shot of something, and Chris just said inks, batteries, tires, and photocells. But the story actually gets a little bit worse first. This front shape, front and center in this image, has the same shape, not the same chemical composition, but the same shape as the benzene ring. And the benzene ring is ubiquitous in our society and necessary for modern society. Just as an example, if you look around you, everything plastic would be gone without the benzene ring. Many medications have a foundational molecule of the benzene ring, including aspirin. Detergents have the foundational molecule of the. So it's ubiquitous in our society and it's necessary for modern society. But when benzene is on its own, it's known to be toxic and known to be carcinogenic.
Yes.
So because this shape exists 20 times, again, not the same chemical formula, but the shape exists 20 times on this ESS60 molecule, They thought the molecule would be toxic, and they put it in a toxicity study. And instead of being toxic, the test subjects lived 90% longer than the control group.
Was that
So
the
I want to,
rats? Was that the rats in the
yeah,
test?
this is the Wistar rats. Yeah. So I want to break down. At one point, my director of research came to me and he said, "Hey, this research paper, the one we're talking about today, could have been five separate research papers. We're just going to talk about kind of three main points, and that is the 90% extension of life, which is the single longest longevity experimental result on mammals in history, the fact that they died without tumors, and then there's this carbon tetrachloride toxicity project." Where we're going to talk about how the livers of these Wistar rats recovered. So first, again, it was supposed to be a toxicity study. And in this toxicity study, they gave one group of rats water. That's the control group. One group were given olive oil, kind of a semi-control group. And then the last group was given olive oil with the ESS60 molecule. A typical Wistar rat does live out to 32 months, and that's exactly what happened in this study. And then, interestingly, the rats given olive oil lived out to 38 months on average. That's about 18% more. Olive oil is all the rage now. There's a lot of health benefits. We've even talked about olive oil almost exclusively on one of our visits with you.
Yes, Dr. Gundry, we talked about him prominently.
Yeah, and Dr. Gundry, what he says is the purpose of food is to get more olive oil into your mouth, and this is kind of why an 18% extension of life in these Wistar rats, and still nothing compared to the 90% extension of life that happened in this ESS60 group. So pretty fantastic result. I'm going to skip this. We'll come back to it.
Can I ask a question though?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, because I'd like to get your reaction to this. I've looked at, since my background's in mental health, I've looked at psychiatric studies on psychiatric medication, and I've seen the same thing, control group studies and so forth and so on. And what I have seen is sometimes you'll get a little different impact on neurotransmitters, for example, with rats than you get with humans. You get the same effect, but it can vary. And with some of the medications, humans even had a more pronounced effect than the rats did in the trial study, but I've seen it reverse too. How does that compare to humans? Has there been any human studies yet?
Well, we're the company that's pushing forward the human studies the most. We're working on
Okay.
a, well, we can't say migraines, but on a frequent headache study. We're working on an hsCRP study, which actually stands for high sensitivity C-reactive protein. It's an inflammatory marker typically associated with cardiovascular disease and cancers. We've got some amazing anecdotes about the improvements there, and so we're running a clinical trial with that. We're working on it. It's not running yet. One on sleep. We did an informal, so we're as far as I know, we're the only ones who have done any sort of study on humans. We did an informal ad hoc study on sleep as a small cohort of people. It was a crossover study. We actually polled them. We got survey data from them for 10 days prior about their sleep for 10 days prior to them taking the product, 10 days on the product, 10 days back off the product, and then 10 days back on the product. 100% of the participants reported improvements in sleep when they were on the product. So we're doing a more formalized clinical trial with sleep. And finally, we're doing one on wrinkle and age spots because our SkinRoot Duo set is just giving such amazing testimonials that we figured we needed to do a clinical trial on that. So we are the organization that's leading the way for human trials in this particular molecule.
Yeah, and just audience, so you know, one study never does it. You have to get a combination and you get to a factor where you reach a point where your results are always going to be margin of error 0.05 or less, and there's no need to do more research. I just want to make sure I mention that, but you guys are on the way here. I'm looking at the chart right now that's up, and this is really, really interesting to me. We have talked in the past with a molecule about its effect on mitochondria. And I have been reading recently about these Cal Berkeley researchers that talk about how that affects telomeres. Have you looked at that at all?
I haven't looked directly into it, and I'm not aware of any research as it relates to the ESS60 molecule in telomere. So
No, it's the mitochondria, and this affects mitochondria. So I was talking about a secondary effect.
Okay, so if there's a some sort of impact when you see improvements in mitochondria or even decreases in performance of mitochondria, does it impact telomeres? I would have a hard time thinking that it doesn't, but I'm not aware of that research.
And telomeres are linked to longevity because it's how long your cells are, and that indicates good health and so forth, just to let the audience know.
Yeah, well, telomeres, basically you have your DNA strands. On the end of DNA
Right.
strands, there are extra links of proteins, and those are telomeres, kind of like the little encapsulations that you have on the end of your shoestring. And when that goes away, your shoestring starts to fray, starts to become problematic. It's the same with our DNA. There's a specific lifespan associated with those telomeres, and when they're gone, you start to get, very serious. Well, really, it's associated with aging. And once those telomeres are gone, then that's when old age sets in and you pass.
Things like sarcopenia, Alzheimer's, and so forth start to say exactly. And if your telomere health is good, the cells live longer, usually past that 7-year marker. And then when they reproduce stronger. And that's the problem we get is when we get older, our cells don't reproduce as well.
Yeah, and our mitochondria don't function as well. We've got senescent cells, which are these kind of zombie cells floating around. There's a lot of things, and many of them, if not all of them, are tied to mitochondrial function, which is why we believe this is so, well, this and the BOS theory, which talks about this ESS60 molecule operating in the mitochondria, is so powerful.
So
You
I
could have
want to
been.
mention, whoop,
Go ahead.
one little thing, which is go back to that screen, that one, yes. So we are the only lab in the world that delivered the product that received a 90% life extension, and the rats died without any tumors. And when people say, how can I tell if it came from your lab? Basically, our lab only sells ESS60 for people and pets. And people need to really look for that because otherwise, you will probably be buying industrial grade C60 from China. And the way we can tell when the Congress or the Senate people are not telling the truth is their mouth is moving. So, that's an easy one. But when we look at our industry, and we see people claiming a 90% life extension, but it didn't come from our lab. That's how you can tell that they're probably not giving you a straight story because we're the only ones that achieved this these goals, and it's been very impressive. But once in a while, I'll see people say, "Oh, I tried C60 and it didn't work." It's like, well, did you try ESS60? Because there's a huge difference, and we don't sell stuff for batteries and tires to people, but please don't buy that. Get ESS60. So I just wanted to explain the difference of what we used to sell at the lab, Chris and Robert, industrial for tires, batteries, ink, like he said, but it only got upgraded in the last 8 to 10 years to ESS60, which is the only thing people and pets should be ingesting for the sake of their safety.
Now, Chris, you've had the product long enough now you could really do some longitudinal studies with pets because of their shortened lifespan. With humans, you're probably a ways out. I mean, you could do the cross-sectional approach, and that's pretty good. But I don't think you're far away from being able to replace this rat with your family dog and then later with a human.
Well, we don't, those are incredibly expensive studies. Even on a dog for the lifespan it has, we're a very weird supplement company. And when I say that, I mean it in the best possible way. Most supplement companies don't continue to do research. I just mentioned some clinical trials that we're doing. And even fewer companies continue to publish that research or even bother to publish. We published in 2024, 2025. We'll be publishing this year. We'll be starting our clinical trials. We're a very weird company as it comes to that. When you think about a human longevity study, that will just not happen. If we've got a 90%, and we're not saying that this 90% extension of life is going to apply to humans. They're a very specific rat. They have very specific kind of genetic predispositions. And if humans were to live 90% longer, the average human would live to 152. Now, if you're like me, when I heard and thought about 152 the first time, I was like, oh, the oldest human. No, the average human with a bell curve around that 152, right? nobody is going to afford and fund the longevity study on humans. So that's just not going to happen. You know, potentially down the road, there'll be statistically significant enough people who are on the product who are maybe having an extended lifespan, if that even applies in this situation. And by the way, we can't say that it does. That would be kind of the only indication that we would have about life sure. extension.
Yeah, I appreciate how careful you are about not making inordinate claims. I do get the anecdotal responses from people, though. And anecdotal is not totally worthless because of the fact that it's the first step in a hypothesis and going into hard research. So
100%.
Here you've got some real good clinical research, and rats are used in to say what could happen in humans. That happens across the board in many products. So I think this is pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah. And now, so check this out. A typical Wistar rat lives to about 32 months and has a known amount of tumor mass. That's the kind of genetic predisposition I was talking about. As they age every day, they have more tumor mass in their body. You can see this tumor mass is growing as it ages. Even though the ESS60 rats lived out to 62 months, none of them had any tumors, right? So if you kind of just project this line out, they should have had some sort of tumor mass way about here. And in fact, they don't have that tumor mass. Now,
right. Can I call your attention to the bottom here for a second? It says based on, Bati, I think it is, et al., Biomaterials 2012. Is this your research source for this?
Yeah, that is the actual source. That's the particular study done out of the University of Paris. And they used our material, and we are mentioned in that original study, which is pretty fantastic. So I've told this story to a number of people. You know, there's no tumor mass in these ESS60 molecule and ESS60 Wistar rats. And people have said, oh, cure for cancer. And my immediate response is no. And then I follow that with another no. There's a big difference between dealing with a cancer that has metastasized and being potentially, as this kind of indicates, a cancer preventative. We know things as simple as a good nutrition, good exercise, good sleep are cancer preventatives. Sure. This piece of the study just kind of throws the ESS60 molecule into that arena. I will add, right, just below the level of anecdotes is Petri dish studies. But this particular one is kind of telling, I think. So they have a Petri dish, and in the Petri dish, they have cancer cells and healthy cells. They introduce an anti-cancer agent. Which is a poison, right? You're trying to poison the cancer cells before the healthy cells. In the presence of the ESS60 molecule, there was increased efficacy of that anti-cancer agent against the cancer cells and protective effects for the healthy cells. Basically, in the presence of ESS60, more cancer cells died, less healthy cells died. And I think that's pretty important. And why might that be true? We'll talk about the mitochondria here in a second. We all know, well, in the medical community, it's understood that cancer cells use a different mitochondria energy source than regular cells. And that juxtaposition could be the thing that's really causing this this instance in the Petri dish.
Interesting. Question I have, and this may be totally out of bounds, but I'm wondering, because I know certain substances can change frequencies of cells. I'm aware of that research. Have you looked at that at all, or is that something you haven't arrived at yet?
No, I think when you start getting into frequency research, you start get like, it's like opening a Pandora's box. And I don't mean it in a bad way. There's just so much there. There's so many frequencies and nuances. And is it multiple frequencies, et cetera, that we're really trying to do the ground base work first. And then we might be able to get into that.
You know, the only way you could really study that is to do correlation regressive analysis. And that's extremely complicated and very expensive.
Yes. Yeah. So the next, do you want to say something?
Yeah, I love the thought of frequencies and vibrations. And because I'm a woo-woo from Boulder, I resonate with a lot of spiritual people that talk about vibration and frequency. And we've held up our bottles and tested them energetically, and they always rank really high. And I used to have other competitors' bottles, And I wouldn't say which was my company. I would just say, tell me, which ones resonate. And it was really sad. The comparison was, we were the only ones doing it right. That's all I want to say. So
Wow, that's
that's my
really
version of frequency.
phenomenal.
Yeah,
The
it was
frequency
good.
thing is simple, and I don't want to go off on a tangent, but just very quickly, you walk into a room and a happy song is on and your mood changes.
Yes.
That's a frequency effect on your neurotransmitters like dopamine. So this isn't woo-woo stuff. I just had wondered, but I understand, Chris, what you're saying. It would be extremely difficult to isolate the factors.
Yeah,
And
for sure.
the reason that we do aromatherapy products, like everything has an essence where you smell it and you feel something. We do that on purpose. The olive oil is olive oil, but like the body cream, the face
Oh, yeah.
serum are delicious smelling, and they stimulate systems in your body that are more raw and natural. So yeah, I think frequency and vibration is my perception of one of the greatnesses about the products, but I'm not the scientist in the lab doing, all that analytical testing. But I'm very impressed with what we've done at the lab, and it's in Houston, Texas. Like I said, 34 years they've been at it.
Well, Rice
So
University, I mean, highly respected university, highly respected. And they don't do the
absolutely.
woo-woo nonsense woke stuff either. Anyway, sorry, that's my bias, but that's interesting. I'm doing something tomorrow because people are writing to me and they're saying, Dave, how did you turn things around for your body? Okay. And you seem to be a lot happier. And I get this quite a bit in comment section. And the number one thing, according to the research, it's the best preventative for all-cause mortality. It's not medicine. It's progressive weight training. But at the heart of it, and this is where it lead into what we're talking about, Chris, the mitochondria gets affected in a positive way, particularly like with, fast twitch fibers, type 2 fibers. And those of you out there who've been athletes know what I'm talking about. The mitochondria effect is important in this product. Are you going to address that for us?
Absolutely. In fact,
Oh,
I
good.
can
Because I
skip
get to
like,
include this tomorrow then in my presentation.
yeah, very cool. So I'll cover this real quick because I think it's interesting and kind of pertinent. And that is one, they carved out a separate group of rats for this carbon tetrachloride experiment. And basically, carbon tetrachloride is an oxidative agent that attacks the liver. So it was the similar grouping, right? One group was given water, a control group. One group was given olive oil, a semi-control group. And then one group was given olive oil with the ESS60 molecule. So they injected these rats with carbon tetrachloride. 24 hours later, they euthanized them and then looked at their livers. Now, these are representations of the slides, but they're actually pretty good representations of the slides directly from that original Bhatti study.
I get it.
And as is expected, when you're, the results of carbon tetrachloride in a liver, there's some necrosis, there's inflammations, there are things that you don't want to see. Unhealthy liver, basically no recovery. Which is what you would expect from water. The group given olive oil had some recovery. We might even throw it into like the 18% that was associated with the extension of life in that previous slide. But the rats given the ESS60 in olive oil they lived significantly longer, but these actually, their livers were almost completely recovered, right? So as an antioxidant, agent, as an antioxidant in the liver, this is absolutely on the table. And it's probably, we can't talk about hangovers, but we get a lot of testimonials about people who imbibe frequently, maybe too much, and are in a much better place because they've taken the product. And, having this positive impact in the liver is probably why.
Interesting. I, in preparation for my presentation I'm doing tomorrow for my audience, they talked about necrosis of the liver. And they talked about how if you eliminate certain foodstuffs, sugar, carbohydrates, that kind of thing, and you're in progressive weight training, they say that with some humans, as they measure, there is a noticeable effect on necrosis. So that old notion that once the liver starts to go, there's nothing you can do. That's not true. That is not true. Now, it's very task specific for the reversal in the research I read, but what you're telling me here is you're seeing the same thing with your product in the rats.
Without the exercise.
Without the exercise, right.
Yeah. And we think what's driving it is what you've kind of been kind of pushing me towards. Chris, talk about the mitochondria. This is what we think is ultimately driving it, right? And this is the BOSS theory. The BOSS stands for buffering oxidative stress system. So these are mitochondria. Just quick refresher. The mitochondria is the powerhouse of every cell. There's between 50 and 5,000 mitochondria in every cell in our body, except for our blood cells, which have zero, and our brain and neurons, which have 2 million. It is amazing how much energy our nervous system uses relative to our other systems. Like any power source, there are negative byproducts. You think about your car going down the road, there's exhaust. You think about a power plant, there's smoke coming out of the smokestack. The negative byproduct of mitochondria is reactive oxygen species, right? And the way I like to picture these, kind of over in this image, is if they're left to their own devices, these reactive oxygen species are like little bumper cars where everything they smack into, they're causing oxidative stress, oxidative damage, ultimately inflammaging, right? That confluence of inflammation and aging. And internal, like this is a bad thing. Hopefully your body has a way to manage this. And it does. And what it manages it with is the antioxidants, glutathione and melatonin. So you can see in this first image, these reactive oxygen species are this nice baby blue color. They're innocuous. They've been bonded with glutathione and melatonin, so they don't run around like little bumper cars doing damage. But what happens when you stress your mitochondria? Which, of course, begs the question, how do you stress your mitochondria? I point out if you're alive in modern society, you have stressed mitochondria. If it's a tough workout, which I highly recommend, you have stressed mitochondria. If it's smoking or drinking or EMF radiation or too much sunlight or tough emails, tough conversations, you have stressed mitochondria. And that's when the mitochondria starts producing more energy for the cell and more reactive oxygen species then can be managed by the glutathione and the melatonin. In this image, you can see some of the reactive oxygen species have been bonded with glutathione or melatonin. So they're this baby blue color. And then some are not bonded because it's producing too many. And that's when they can get out of the mitochondria, get into the cell, even do damage in the mitochondria, like those bumper cars. Everything they're smacking into, they're causing oxidative stress, oxidative damage, ultimately inflammaging. And that's where the ESS60 molecule shines. Again, from peer-reviewed published research, we know it gets into the mitochondria. We believe, according to the theory, that it holds on to up to six of these negatively charged particles so they can't run around like little bumper cars. And then when that mitochondria can replenish the glutathione and replenish the melatonin, then it can grab those reactive oxygen species off of the ESS60 molecule, right? And in this case, turn them from this nasty red bumper car into these nice blue bonded reactive oxygen species. And so you fundamentally, we believe, are reducing the negative impact of stressed mitochondria. And if you reduce the negative impact of stressed mitochondria, you should have systemic benefits. You should have what we have, which are head-to-toe testimonials.
Yeah, so this is where I'm going to go to next with this. Does this have a direct or indirect effect on neurotransmitters that would affect mood related to stress?
Well, let me share a couple. One, remember, you have 2 million mitochondria in your neurons, right? So already you have a bigger opportunity for having stressed mitochondria that are producing these extra reactive oxygen species in your brain and actually neurons and nervous system. So you have the opportunity for more damage. And then in the presence of the ESS60 molecule, you would remove that. What are the downstream effects on that? So I'm going to just share our most consistent testimonial is people take the product in the morning, they report mental focus and energy during the day, and then better sleep that night, right? Why are they getting better sleep? I kind of picture sleep as this, well, one, it's the most healing and restorative and medicinal thing you could possibly do in your life, and it's free. Make sure you get your sleep. And as you're going to sleep, I kind of picture it's not right, but I kind of picture there's a checklist that your body has to go through as it's going to sleep to provide this healing response. And one of the things on the list is to clear out, to detox your mitochondria. And in fact, here we are making sure that stressed mitochondria are not causing any damage. So I feel like that's checked off. That's why we're getting improved sleep. And I'll share one more. It's more kind of a broader view from a testimonial perspective. got some product to a lady in the UK. She's turned in her video because she's an influencer. And in the first couple seconds of the video, she shared that she was in the middle of the process of quitting smoking. Now, if you've been around somebody who's quit smoking, you know that's not a great time. My parents quit smoking multiple times. My dad always used to say, quitting is easy. It's not starting again. That's the hard part. And it is a miserable. They're detoxing off of this, these chemicals. I don't believe it's just one that they're addicted to.
Sure.
So I thought her video was going to be horrible. She went on to give a really good video and said this one thing that will always stick with me. I found that I had a longer fuse with my toddler. Now, if you've been around kids, raised kids, really been around people, you know that you have a fuse, an emotional fuse with people. And some days it's shorter and some days it's longer. She noticed a longer fuse. I think that's because, again, 2 million mitochondria in your brain cells. And so now it's functioning, or it's causing less damage when it's stressed. And that's going to have overall positive impacts.
It impacts the oxytocin, I can guarantee you.
I've got one more piece. Is it also impacts the pineal gland, which is our connection to spirit and our higher self. And God.
There's no question about that. There's a lot of research on that now, not funded by the universities, by the way, for obvious reasons. But Chris, the other thing too is, and I think I lost the point here, had to do with, the sleep part. When I was researching, because a lot of my audience is, 45 and above. And so I'm gearing my presentation on wellness and main, preventing sarcopenia and Alzheimer's, things like that, trying to slow that down. And one of the things that the research is really clear on, especially when you're older, is you should not work out a body part sooner than 48 hours. And your most important day is not your workout day. It's your rest and recovery day.
100%.
And this is what you're really getting at right here with the C60 Evo.
Well, let me share, even this week, my routine is such that I don't take the product until I get to work, and it's part of my coffee routine, right? I work out in the morning. And so normally I just have normal sense of soreness. We've worked with a couple influencers who are like, hey, before I work out, might even triple the servings, right? So take a tablespoon and I'm not getting sore. So this week, actually it used to be the case that four times a year I would get sick to the point that I needed antibiotics. And it was the point where like, hey, we're going to prescribe you amoxicillin. I was like, no, that never works. Give me a Z-Pak. And like, I just knew the routine. That doesn't happen anymore. And every now and then, and this is one of the weeks, you get a little tickle in your throat or you get a little cloggy, and you like, it used to mean that I was going to get sick for 4 to 5 days.
Sure.
And now I just take a couple extra servings, which meant I took servings before my workout yesterday. I had a tough workout yesterday. I am not sore today.
Yeah. Are you referring to not sore by joint?
No, not sore, muscle? Not muscular sore.
Not muscular sore. Okay.
Yeah, it's preventative. I mean, it's the smartest thing you can do is stick a spoon in your mouth before you work out, before you do a race, do a hike with your family, whatever. You want to just bust up the Evo and you're going to have a lot more endurance as well.
What's the dosage?
People can take anywhere from a teaspoon to a tablespoon. I did a show with Alfred Lambermont Weber yesterday. He takes 6 teaspoons every morning. He's 84, just nailed another novel. Like, he's just putting out books in his mid-80s, and he takes Evo every day. And he actually thought maybe he had built up too much Evo in his system last year. He said, yeah, I'm going to back off for a little while. And we're like, okay, let's see how that goes for you. And next thing I knew, he tripled his serving and came back running. And when we do shows, I like to, like we always do, recommend, let's do a shot at the beginning of the show, because at 84, sometimes I notice he's 84, but when he does the Evo, I don't notice. So it is that instant that it really improves focus. My mom is going on 97 in 2 months, 97 years old, and she can still tell me everything from my childhood that I ask. She's been taking Evo for as long as I have, 6 years. And she's remarkable. Her skin is beautiful. She gets mad whenever I say, I'm so proud of you. I brag about you on the show. She's like, oh, I don't get around. I don't go out. And then I saw a picture of her this week. She's eating a cheeseburger, rolling her eyes at some restaurant. So 97, that's an Evo mom. And I'm very proud of my entire
That is
family to use this
amazing.
product.
I want to go back to dosage just for a second. The teaspoon to tablespoon, is that in a 24-hour period?
Yes, but I recommend before noon. Chris can do it at night and a cup of coffee. Some people can do that. If you take it before noon, you're going to maximize the benefits of having energy and focus all day long, and you'll sleep better at night. So, yeah, a teaspoon, tablespoon. We also have it in capsules, the olive oil, and we only have it in the olive oil flavor because the capsules are for people that travel. They will pull this out of your luggage, maybe, if you take it in your
They
carry-on,
will, yeah.
but they won't pull the capsules. So same thing, and the capsules, you would need six a day to be a teaspoon. But I have friends that take a lot less, and they're like, whoa, what is this crack? So, everybody's got a different system.
Sure.
I mean, Chris and I have done two shows. We've done two shots, and I also did it in my coffee, so I'm going to be wound for today. But I usually do take a tablespoon every morning, and I'm a little thing, but I had a lot of detoxing to do. So depending on people's needs, if you just went through something horrible at a hospital or the, dentist, whatever, double up your Evo, and you're going to be able to boost your immunity and boost your antioxidant levels, to a really comfortable place where you probably won't have to suffer like others.
Yeah, it's
So
better than
God.
Xanax. I'll just leave it at that. There is a place for Xanax, but just the clinical effects and the after effects. No, thank you. This is a whole lot cleaner. I'm doing just about everything natural now, and I'm reaping the benefits from it. So, it's you know what I'm really worried about though? I remember when they had the North American Union talk back in the Bush administration. And they wanted to do Codex Alimentarius. Did you ever hear about this?
Oh God, yes, that
You
was a
remember that? And they wanted to give control of all natural supplements to the pharmaceuticals. And you'd have to have a prescription for everything. In Germany, in the European Union, they went as far to get vitamin C. We just go buy it off the shelf. You had to get a prescription, okay, to buy vitamin. You have to in vitamin C in Germany. I
wow.
kid you not. That's crazy. I mean, I'm glad that we have that freedom to get the supplements that we need. And there's a place for medications too. I'm not saying there isn't, but I've reaped really good benefits from the natural stuff I take.
Oh,
And
yeah, we.
this is one of them too. And it's not speed. Someone asked me that the other day after we did an interview. Say, Dave, what's in that? Methamphetamine? You guys got all energized. I go, no, it's nothing like that. Okay. I don't think my heart rate sufficiently increased at all. But I sure feel a whole lot better. And it does help with mental clarity. And I will say this, and this is strictly anecdotal, this is not clinical, but I'm having memories for things that I haven't thought of in 50 years. And it's happening more and more. I'll see something, I'll say, oh, that reminds me of when I was 9 in the fourth grade and we did this project. And I'm thinking, when's the last time I thought about that? When I was 9 in the fourth grade.
Well,
So,
may you
yeah.
be that way when you're 97. I hope that for you is that you can remember things. When I test my mom, I'm hysterical that she remembers not only who was tapping our cactus, but the gardener's name. He was making tequila out of our cactus, big, huge plants. And she was like, oh, yeah, Conception. He was tapping the pokey pokey. And I'm like, Mom, that was 60 years ago. How do you remember that?
I know
So.
it's absolutely amazing. Well, let's talk about how people can get the product, okay?
Way to
So they
go.
can you can go to C60evo, EVEO.com, C60evo.com/Dave Hodges. And if you're watching this visually, now if you're not, okay, if you're listening on podcasts, I'll just describe it. C60evo.com/Dave Hodges, and you'll get the whole product line right there, and you'll get says, yeah, right there is. There's a coupon code for me, $15 off the initial order. Good stuff. good science here. I mean, I like what you guys do. You don't make any outrageous claims, but you put the science on this.
We're not allowed to make honest claims. It's a really
No,
interesting
I hear you. I get it. I
question.
get it.
Yeah, we had an influencer last week. Paul Begley was yelling at the top of the show that he just got rid of something after 30 years. He doesn't have to prick his finger every morning or wear the thing on his arm or take all these pills. He
Yeah.
was over the moon. We're hearing it nonstop, but we're not allowed to say those names of those issues, to keep on the air. Yes, the product is remarkable. There's
Yeah.
a reason it received the Nobel Prize. It's exceptional. And to be able to upgrade it to a cleaning process that's safe for people and pets, that's what makes us different than any other lab in the world. Now, what we have here is the top seller, which is our C60 Evo Organic Olive Oil. It is two ingredients and nothing else. Our olive oil is not questionable. We actually get it from a farm in Tunisia on a regular basis, and it is cold pressed, extra virgin, organic olive oil. You won't find anything better. And then we blend it for 3 weeks in these huge metal chambers that keep moving for 3 weeks. No air, no heat, no ox, nothing, and no light. And we make a perfect formula. We test it repeatedly in our HPL machine, HPLC, high performance liquid chromatography. So we know that when our bottle says 0.86 milligrams per milliliters, that's what you're getting.
Yeah,
So
I
that's
know
your.
that is a problem today with a lot of companies. I'm so glad that you addressed that. That is a problem. Heck, it's a problem at the gas pump.
Yeah,
Are
good
you really
point.
getting what you're paying for? Yeah.
Right, absolutely. Well, we are the only company, I'm sorry to say, that you're getting what you pay for. We tested 22 online companies, and they were not only not selling ESS 60 for people and pets, but they were doing really low concentration levels, like 10% of what their label said, 30% of what their label said. And those two facts are from the number one over-promoting company, but they're selling stuff that is not what the label says, and it's probably from China. So you want to be looking very carefully for ESS 60 from C60 Evo if you want to be doing positive things for your body.
I
And a
agree.
lot of people, they say, well, where do you recommend I start? Well, the next screen is our two items that we recommend more than anything, which is the natural face serum and the edible olive oil. And if you do this combination, you're going to find it's called the inside out set because it takes care of your outside and your inside by detoxing everything in your system's head to toe. We're doing a special on six bottles. You'll save money. Or if you get three bottles, which is what we recommend, 3 months of any of our products, you will achieve the maximum concentration level for your personal system. The first month, people notice the energy improvement. The second month, people start sleeping better. And by the third month, people are saying, oh my God, I just threw away all this medicine that I don't need anymore. So I need to be understated about that. But in 3 months, people are blown away by the improvements. And you can also just start with one little set and you will be impressed. And then you might want to sign up for a monthly subscription where you get a discount there as well. And you don't have to think about it every month as you run out. The next bottle shows up and you don't have to run out. So save money and also know that it's coming your way. And 70% or more of our sales are resubscribes because people don't quit once they get on it. That's my favorite testimonial right there is that most of our customers stay with us.
Yeah, and after a while, when people keep resubscribing, the placebo effect would have worn off. You know, that's a temporary effect. So that's interesting, and that is a measure. I really take care on what I put in front of my audience because it's my reputation on the line, and I want to help people. And this is a product that I recommend without any hesitation at all.
We don't work with any influencers that don't take our products. That's the truth of it. And when we bring in new people, if they haven't tried the products, I actually canceled the show on somebody with a huge audience 2 hours before going on his first show. And I said, if you haven't received the products, you're not going to be able to talk about it. Oh, that's okay. We can roll. And I said, no, I think it's going to be great if you wait till you get your products. We'll hit you in 2 weeks and do the show then. Oh my God, he was exploding by then. He goes, now I know what you were talking about. So, yeah, I mean, we have very loyal influencers because everybody like you, Dave, says the products work for me.
They work
And
for
Chris and
me,
I,
and they work for a lot of my audience too. And this is what I really appreciate, because we're going into times of high stress right now and various things we don't need to get into, but people really need to arm themselves with being the best version of themselves, because we're going to be challenged. And what I like about what you did today, Chris, was the oxidative stress model. And you showed you can be going through stress, but you can mitigate a lot of it. And I really appreciate that, because we as a nation are going through a lot of upheaval, and the potential to get worse is there. So we got to take care of ourselves.
The potential to get better is also there.
That's true.
Okay,
That's
I'm
true.
going
Hey,
better.
listen, I'm a testimonial for that.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm a force of nature for that.
I'm hitting the driveway here in a few minutes after that, and I just it's kind of funny. I played 18 holes of golf. Gosh, when was it? Was yesterday. And so, but like we had a cart, which you have to have, but it had rained, and so we couldn't take the cart on the green. So I walked 15,000 steps in that 18 holes. Okay. And I'm pretty active. And the 18th hole, and my son said something, he goes, "You're just as strong as you were on the first hole."
That's
And
incredible.
so it's a lot of the regimen that I'm in right now, and this is part of the regimen that I use. And so, and I feel like I've got a new lease on life, because I'll tell you, here's the best thing that happened to me. And we got about a minute left. It was 3 years ago when I got RSV with strip lung linings, and the doctor said it's not coming back. I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. And I had stopped doing a lot of the physical things because of joint pain and inflammation. Well, I've done things to take care of that now. And I'm doing things I haven't done in 25 years. So my
Awesome.
audience gets sick of me saying that, but it's a blessing from God, because I'm enjoying life. I'm not in pain.
That's
And a lot
awesome.
of people my age are in a lot of pain. Guys, have reached the end, but I want to thank you for coming on again. To find out more about C60 and order yours, go to C60evo.com/Dave Hodges, and there'll be a special there for you with a coupon code you can use. And I want to thank everybody for joining us, guys. Awesome job, Chris. Great scientific presentation. I appreciate that. So does my audience. And we'll talk to you again next month.
Thanks,
All right.
Dave.
Stay
Take
well.
care. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. You know what I got to say is, thank goodness for the U.S. Constitution. And to heck with people that want to take it away from us. And some of those people that want to take it away from us are the TPUSA related personnel and their guests, their donors. And read my lips, ain't gonna happen. Oh, and you can create your list, and you can put Candace on it and Tucker on it, and you can do all the things you want to do, but you ain't taking away the First Amendment. That's not gonna happen. And I'm gonna play a clip, courtesy of Candace, who continues to do stellar work. And we're going to show Tucker Carlson in a speech he made where he exercised his First Amendment. And listen, I think he's probably right. Some of the things he said I couldn't validate, some I could. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It was his right to say it. But according to some people, TPUSA related, Ben Shapiro, lead off speech, he should be deplatformed. Ben, I'm not calling for you to be deplatformed, but I can't stand to listen to you for more than 10 seconds. But still, say what you want to say. I just won't be listening. Hey, we're brought to you by the NanoSoma Liquid Spray. We all want to fulfill our New Year's resolutions and getting in better shape and so on, but you got to boost that immune system. Because if your immune system's not up to par, you're not going to be up to par, and you're not going to reach your physical goals. This restores immune system. This saved my life. That's my anecdotal feeling. RSV, strip lung linings, Dave, they're not coming back, says the experts. And I'm doing things I haven't done in over 25 years. And this is the reason why. NanoSoma Liquid Spray. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Now, we may get some interference here with an unwanted ad. And if we do, I'll just have to adjust. But I want to play courtesy of Candace Owens. And I'm going to say honestly, in my opinion, the great Candace Owens. I have so much admiration for her. I always have. But particularly how she's withstanding all these assaults. All the pretend MAGA people coming out of the woodwork saying she's crazy, she's demonic, she should be forcibly incarcerated and medicated. That was my favorite one that they said about her. And so she decided she was going to play a clip of Tucker's speech, and then we'll talk about the reaction. And this is just off the charts nuts. Listen to me, you donors. You donors, listen. You don't own my First Amendment. TPUSA, you don't own the First Amendment.
Everybody's mind questions about Jeffrey Epstein. That's pretty fair to open that conversation. He asked about why it seems he's somehow protected, where his money came from. He asked about Israeli blackmail operations. Tucker, we're being clear here. What Tucker did was he was honest. Take a listen.
How does a guy go from being a math teacher at the Dalton School in the late 70s with no college degree?
Yeah, let me pause this for a second here and we'll make a needed correction because we just had our adjustment messed with. Okay, now this will make it a much more clear. I saw this just clicked off right when I was showing this. Let's try this again and I'm going to back this up a tad and this should come through a lot more clear.
So controversial, nothing at all. He asked reasonable questions, questions that were on everybody's mind, questions about Jeffrey Epstein. That's pretty fair to open that conversation. He asked about why it seems he's somehow protected, where his money came from. He asked about Israeli blackmail operations. Tucker, for being clear here, what Tucker did was he was honest. Take a listen.
How does a guy go from being a math teacher at the Dalton School in the late 70s with no college degree to having multiple airplanes, a private island, and the largest residential house in Manhattan? Where did all the money come from? And no one has ever gotten to the bottom of that because no one has ever tried. And moreover, it's extremely obvious to anyone who watches that this guy had direct connections to a foreign government. Now, no one's allowed to say that that foreign government is Israel because we have been somehow cowed into thinking that that's naughty. There is nothing wrong with saying that. There is nothing hateful about saying that. There's nothing anti-Semitic about saying that. There's nothing even anti-Israel about saying that. I've spent my entire life pretty much
in Washington, where I knew and loved a number of people, including one very close person who worked at CIA. That has never prohibited me from saying, I think the CIA has done some horrible things, murdered a bunch of people, participated in the murder of a sitting U.S. president. It's got a whole trail of crimes. That doesn't make me a disloyal American. It doesn't make me anti-American in any sense.
Doesn't matter if he is. He has a right to say it. Just like the people in Minneapolis, they can say ICE are a bunch of Nazis and this is the Gestapo. They don't have the right to interfere. They don't have that right. They don't have the right to put their hands on a law enforcement officer. But they have the right to speak their mind. Same as Tucker, same as Candace, same as me. And I'm just issuing this as a directive to TPUSA and to their donors. You don't control the First Amendment. And don't think for a second we're going to sit back and acquiesce because you think you're above questioning and you're above our opinions with relationship to criticism. You're not going to escape. And even if we magically got rapture, all the frontline people talking about this issue, nature hates a vacuum. There's going to be people that pour in after the fact. And they're probably going to even ask harder questions. And they should. And they should. And I just got to say, Erica, I have asked for people from your organization come on my show, defend your actions. I don't know how you could take money from donors that say there's no First Amendment that we don't agree with. How could you take their money? Oh, don't tell me that's not true because we have a follow-up piece that not only are you taking their money, one of them threatened Charlie. And that's a fact. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.